It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in Matthew chapter 28. Beautiful place there, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so pleased that you join us and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. We'll begin reading with verse 1. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm so glad that you've joined us today, and if you would like to write to us, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, it's 217-440-4402. And if you'd like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine, and we would sure love to hear from you. And again, our website is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there for you to enjoy. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, begin reading. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, His disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. We're going to end the reading there in the 15th verse of the 28th chapter. And we're going to begin with prayer. It's always wonderful to start everything with prayer, to ask the Lord's guidance and direction. Father, please, that you would guide and lead us. Show us the way of salvation. Give us that instruction, and all we need to do is turn to you. And when we turn to you, then, Father, your Spirit, He comes, He shows us that we're a sinner and we're lost, and that we need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus, your Son. Father, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful gift of salvation. Please, that you show us the way of salvation, and then show us the path of righteousness, which the Holy Spirit that comes and lives within our heart upon accepting you as our Savior, your Son. And then that walk, that wonderful life begins. And so, Father, please guide and lead us each and every day. And we thank you, Father, for all the love that you have shown towards us. And while we were yet sinners, you died for us. What a joy. Thank you, Father, for the day and for the blessings that you give us. And so, please guide and lead us each and every day, Father, please. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. again, what a joy it is to walk each day and to serve our Lord. Last time we were together, we read from Matthew and Mark, Luke, and John concerning this beautiful story of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And I'm just going to read this for you. We read Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10 last time. We read Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 14. We read Luke chapter 24, and we read 45 verses in the 24th chapter of Luke. And then we read in John chapter 20, we read 29 verses 1 through 29. And so that gave us a full understanding of all of four Gospels as we enjoyed those and looked to those. And I wanted to repeat that so that you could go back if you did not have the opportunity to be with us last time to hear the reading of those, that you could do that at some point in time. Now, we discussed, too, the end of the Sabbath. We discussed that was the Sabbath here is the Saturday Sabbath. We are no longer under the law of the Sabbath. However, the day that the Lord Jesus was crucified was a high day, a Sabbath. It was not the Saturday, as we talked about. And so now we come and we have the end of the Sabbath as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week. And we know that that is Sunday, and that's the reason we get together and come together on Sunday, is because that's the day that our Lord rose from the dead, and we celebrate that. As well, we find that the disciples and the first church always met, brought their offerings on the first day of the week, and so we follow that as well. It's a joy to worship and praise the Lord every day of the week, but it's a special day when we come together with other believers on the first day of the week. And so here we have a list. We have came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And so Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and we find from the other Gospels that we have James and Joseph. We have in Mark 16:1, Salome, mother of James and John, and Joanna we have listed as well. And the women brought sweet spices. These spices had been prepared the evening before the Sabbath. And so as they had thinking Jesus was dead. And so they came to finish the burial process. And as you look at the many women that were listed here, you know, one chooses to list some and others give more names. And so understand that just because they're not all listed in each one, that doesn't mean there's a contradiction between the four gospel accounts, because there is not. And so as we look at these verses of scripture now, we find, and in verse 2 it says, "Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." In Mark, as we read last time, Mark 16, verses 3 and 4, they wondered among themselves who would roll this great stone away, because it was a great stone. And so who is going to take care of that? Who is going to be able to do that? And when they came to the sepulchre, they found it to be rolled aside. And behold, and it says that there was a great earthquake. And one has said that when Jesus awoke from the sleep of death, he shook the world. But it also tells us here that, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And so, you know, the world, they were so excited and so cheered at the death of the Lord Jesus. Remember that, just 3 days before. But there was a little different effect on the day he rose from the dead, because they were terrified and they trembled, as the scripture tells us. Jesus was not alone, not unattended, when he rose from the dead. The mighty angel of the Lord, as it tells us here. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. So the angel of the Lord came to minister to him on that resurrection morning. The angel of the Lord rolled back the stone from the door, and the scripture says, and sat on it. This he did to defy earth and hell. Defied him to ever roll that stone over that door again. And of course we know that that symbolizes sin and death. It has the appearance of shutting in man into a prison. It shows us condemned. Condemned to death. But the victory is won when that stone is rolled away. And the victory is won when the one that was placed in that sepulcher was not there, had risen. What joy, and what so many wonderful and beautiful pictures that we have here. There'll never be a time that a child of God will ever have to face the death, the spiritual death that comes when you don't know the Lord Jesus. A child of God never has to face that. We'll never have to face the stone rolled over the sepulcher, because Jesus conquered not only the world, the flesh, the devil, death and hell. He conquered the grave as well. What victory I have because I've trusted in the Lord Jesus as my Savior. What victory you have if you will come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Do not trust in your church. Do not trust in anything. Do not trust in your works, your abilities. We are to serve the Lord. We are to take our talents and serve the Lord, yes, but not to secure our salvation, not to prove to God that we're worthy of his salvation, because we're not. It's only the precious blood of Jesus that makes us righteous, that makes us pure. It's the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as we come by faith, and by faith to him alone. He is risen. Know assured that all of his saints must rise as well. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's some beautiful verses of scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Paul deals with these folks at Corinth concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, How say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? I believe in the resurrection. I know that he is living, and he has given me life, that I will live eternally. That's a promise that I have by the word of God, and I know that by faith. Verse 13, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God, that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. What tremendous verses of Scripture. Without question, Jesus is alive. We look at this third verse. We find a description of this angel. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. The countenance usually means the face. You know, we see the appearance in his face. But here it speaks of the whole person. You get a strike of lightning. It's blinding lightning. And it's the only comparison that man could understand. His raiment, white as snow. White is always the symbol of purity and innocence. And verse 4 says, for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Nothing scares a Roman soldier. Nothing puts fear into their old cold heart. They beat the Lord Jesus. They planted a crown of thorns upon his head. They stood back and watched him die. They whipped him before that. They nailed him to the cross. They made fun of him as he hung there dying. That's the heart of these Roman soldiers. They found joy in that. They didn't find any joy when that stone was rolled away and this angel stood by. The angel's shining countenance, snow-white raiment, paralyzed the keepers. They became as dead men. For fear of him, the keepers did shake. We're going from the power and the strength that God presents in this angel to this soldier that is a wicked, wicked man. When those two met, they just passed out. There was so great fear they couldn't face it, and they dropped over as dead men, as the scripture said, became as dead men. That's the soldiers. And now here's the women. The angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Fear not." Soldiers dropped over as dead men, strong, mighty. And yet here is these women. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid." The fear of the angels put into the hearts of the soldiers, it is sure understandable that the women also would have been scared. But he immediately said, "Fear not, don't be afraid. He is risen. He is not here." Some instruction that's given. It's given to the women. It's given to you and me as well. The invitation. Come and see. That's all you need to do. I ask you again, please don't be locked up with your church, with a certain religion. I don't care where you attend church. I don't care if you you need to be in the house of God, but you need to be a place where the Word of God is preached. He said, "Well, the Word of God, they read out of the Bible every time I'm there. We sing the hymns, we do all these things, or we do choruses, we have worship teams, we do these things." I'm talking about a personal relationship with Jesus. I'm not talking about church membership. And I ask you that you will please turn to the Lord Jesus. Because when you do, the Holy Spirit will show you who you are. You're not going to like what you see. You're not going to like it, because he's going to show you that you're a sinner, a wicked, wicked sinner. But almost immediately, he will show you the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. I can save you from that. I will take away your sin. I have taken away your sin. But until you come to me by faith and believe that I have the power and the ability to take that sin away, until you come to me, you're still in your sin. You see, that's what you need to do. You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. You need to come and see. And then the instruction from this angel was, go and tell. Go quickly. Tell his disciples he is risen from the dead. because you see, until, even though you've grown up with it, maybe hearing about the death, hearing about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, hearing of these things, even if you have grown up with that, you still need to come by faith to Him. It is a personal relationship, because your whole family can be so faithful to church. Your whole family can be saved. But until you personally invite the Lord Jesus into your heart, understanding that you're lost, you're condemned already, the scripture tells us. So please, please, come and see. And then you're going to want to go and tell. When we come to Christ today, we see, we know the power and the joy, the wonder of His saving grace. There's nothing that we would desire to do, nothing greater than to go and tell. To a believer, it's impossible to keep salvation a secret. And then he tells us here, and again I'll start back up all the way to verse 5, Matthew chapter 28, verse 5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. He goeth before you into Galilee. We're coming to the closing days of Christ's ministry on earth. Those days are drawing near. And when we look at this 26th chapter of Matthew, we find verse 31 and 32. And then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this day. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Listen to those words. What did Jesus say here in chapter 28? And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. That's what he said. And behold, I goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Yes, he has. Back in the 26th chapter, verse 31 and 32. He told them exactly what was going to take place. And in Mark, he not only says, go your way and tell his disciples, but he adds one more. He said, and Peter. Please. Now, you remember what happened to Peter, you know. He denied the Lord three times. Denied him. The Lord Jesus wanted to show special love and power and strength to Peter. He wanted to show the kindness. He wanted to show his love. He wants to show his love to you. And he is doing that right now as the Holy Spirit is convicting your heart, showing you that you're a sinner, showing that you need a Savior. Please, please come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?